Jimmy Bartel, Geelong champion. For Essendon, four proud supporters of Face Up to Domestic Violence, use the hashtag FaceUpToDV to join that conversation. He's with us again once more. Hello, Jim.
Morning, guys.
How you feeling, Jim? You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little bit disappointed. This week I've come to the realisation I'm not quick enough to run in the grand final sprint, according to everyone. So,
well, we could get a good mark for you. It might get a handicap event.
Yeah, I might need 60 metres, I think, in the 100. So.
Hey, have you been told if you're in yet, Jim?
No, not yet. I think it all gets, we all get the ring around today and get told, if you're in and, where you're playing. But I'm confident I'll be in.
What has the coach said to you? Because we've heard all this innuendo again and again, and we think it's a conspiracy theory. Jim, I don't know why or who from, but we're here. I don't know. It's just rubbish. But the dialogue you've had with Chris Scott over the week would suggest nothing other than you're playing?
Yeah, just nothing other than the usual footy talk you have with coaches. You review how you played the last game, and then obviously you go over the particulars of how you play this week, especially for me who plays in a number of different positions and roles. It's a lot of what ifs, if you want to call it that. If this happens or if they do this or that, just be prepared. And then you go through with all the different, line coaches. For me, whether it's going and seeing the midfield or the forward coaches and, just get ready for different scenarios.
You're a proud player, rightfully so. Has it been frustrating, maybe even a little insulting, to have your name tossed around this week?
I think at first you naturally get your back up and you wonder what it's all about. But I think being in the game as long as I have and being fortunate enough to play finals, I understand the business, and that's especially this time of year, there's only four teams and not much footy news, so some of it just gets generated and created. But you probably get a little bit disappointed then when everybody else then starts to pile on top of it with not much thought.
What about your missus? Does she ask questions about it? Does she get involved?
No, not at all. She's obviously very supportive of myself, and but she's we've been together for quite a while. She knows how footy works and everything like that. Just being a good support for me.
Well, I've learned this morning you don't keep secrets from her either. I've got to go back and tell my missus something, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you've got to help us out here. So the Ox, it's Kaz's birthday
today. Now, Jimmy plays golf down at 13th Beach as well.
Ox has got somehow himself involved in a match play event against a 13-year-old kid today that he can't get out of because it's got to be done by the weekend.
And his school holidays, it's of course, Jim. And I haven't told Kaz on her birthday that I'm ducking out for a few hours to play golf. Should I just own up and tell her?
Yeah, you got to go early. Last minute makes it even worse. Go early, but then maybe just say, you could lose the membership and that could cost a lot of money, and then that means that you can't spend it on their birthday present.
True, I'll just lie. Good idea, I'll just lie, Jim. Hey, Jim, what about other players? Any big jobs ahead? Tim Watson was just going through some stats before in relation to Sydney's midfield. They're potent and dangerous. Do you go to 1-2, or do you just try and go head-to-head with the power that you've got in the midfield also?
Yeah, I think you have to back yourself in a fair bit. Tim's right. Not only have they got a deep midfield, I think nearly all of them at some stage have been All-Australian or close by. And they've got a lot of experience in their midfield. So we're going to have to certainly watch someone like Kennedy around the stoppages, but then with Parker, who can push forward and hit the scoreboard. And then Dan Hannabury, just with his outside run. So they all offer something pretty unique. But I think we've got some players who offer similar things and can really go with those sort of players.
Tell us about the situation you've got with... you've basically played one game in 3 or 4 weeks. That can be great if you need a rest, but can it also be detrimental that you just lose that continuity of play?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It certainly is a unique situation, but I guess that's why you've got all the strength and conditioning guys. They keep your fitness levels as close to playing. Probably the good thing is you're not getting all the bumps and bruises and guys with injury. But I think sometimes you can get caught off in the first 5 minutes. The game intensity's back and all that. But I guess the trade-off for that is you're fresh.
How different are preliminary finals in terms of the occasion and the intensity of the game? Because I feel like, to the fans, they feel like as pure as footy gets, because, the stadium will be packed with Swans and Cats fans. The grand final day is a bit more of an exhibition event where you'll get a lot of neutrals there because of the occasion. But is there a different feel for the players?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I agree with you as far as the atmosphere. The atmosphere does feel a little bit more electric, as you were saying. I think it's probably because there's, you know, more supporter base in the crowd. You know, a lot of your supporters can actually afford and get along to the preliminary final. It's tense. All the ones that I've seen that played in have been super close. I think with grand finals, once a side gets on top, the other side tends to drop away because of the moment. But yeah, preliminary final, you're right, there is just a different feel. I don't know what the actual word to describe it, but they just always seem to have that real electric atmosphere about them.
Jim, you've been really fortunate. You've been in a very good football club and a footy side. When you look at sides like the Brisbane Lions, who are struggling, and the word comes up about, or the words come up about priority pick, are you a fan of clubs getting help when they desperately need it, like the Brisbane Lions with a priority pick?
Yeah, I guess there's, each case has to be different. If the Lions are completely missing a lot of players in that young age group, well, if you give them the priority pick, well, then you almost need a commitment from the club that they're going to see out whatever plan they're going to do for, 3 to 5 years, because you want that priority pick to stay there and build with the club with, another group of youngsters coming through, which means if you give them the priority pick, it's not going to help them next year. You've got to be thinking, well, that's going to help them in, 3 to 5 years. So I understand it can work, but also you want to see clubs actually work their way out of it and just not bottom out continuously for a couple of years just to get an advantage in the draft.
Jimmy Bartels with us, Cats champion, of course, playing against the Swans on a Friday night in the prelim, which you'll hear on live on 11:16 SCN, and he's with us, Ferrison and Ford, proud supporters of the campaign that Jimmy's literally the face of, face up to domestic violence, hashtag face up to DV on social media. Lockie Henderson, has he been spreading stories about his great encounter with a 12-metre shark? Is that how big it's become now since he's been out?
yeah, Mick Fanning. I think it was a piece of flake that someone washed off the shore from their fish and chips.
Did he poop himself, Jim? I know that surfers do get the heebie-jeebies out there. Did he really get a fright?
He stayed out there, though. He had a conference, didn't he?
He stayed out there. He had the chest puffed out and he said he wasn't that far away from it, which is really surprising. He stayed out there and kept surfing. It wouldn't have been great if I took a big chunk out of his calf.
wouldn't have been the first time we'd have seen out shark bites.
Barmy, 2 to 3 weeks. Jimmy, will he play? Are you expecting him to come in?
Yeah, I am. He's trained pretty strongly. That is one advantage of having... I played one game in 3 weeks. We've been able to get Lockie Henderson right. So, can imagine him coming in.
Less than 2 weeks till the beard goes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Are you over it? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now that I can see the finish line. I'm happy to shave it off and get a haircut.
You're going
to
need a whippersnipper.
I think you should bleach it before you cut it off. Just for one day, just bleach it.
For grand final. If you're playing in the grand final, just to unnerve your opponent next week, just have a bleached beard.
Well, I think I'd unnerve my own teammates. I might bypass.
Well, Mad Monday, because you dress up for Mad Monday. You guys are the kings of it.
Keep it for Mad Monday.
You could go as Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
if you get it white, you could go as Willie.
Yeah. There's been a lot of good suggestions, but I'm going to use it for Mad Monday. You might as well use it while you've got it.
Absolutely. Good on you, Jim. We love your work.
Good luck on the weekend, mate.